How to build a sales team from the ground up. That's a challenge that you're facing right now. It's a challenge that a lot of people are facing. So today I'm going to give you the 5 steps to building a sales team from the ground up. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share a secret, a key to success. And that key to success is going to change everything for you. This is the Inside BS Show. Here are the 5 things we're going to talk about today. And the key to success is going to come at the end of the show. So stay with me all the way to the end. All right, let's get right into the content. First and foremost, let's talk about what you're looking for when you're looking to hire new salespeople. I want you to focus on hiring talent. Now, what does that mean, hiring talent? I'm talking about looking for people who have the personality traits, the innate qualities that make up the best salespeople. Now, you can hire a company to do in-depth psychological research and come up with a profile of your ideal candidate, or you could just use common sense. And here's what common sense tells you. You're looking for people who are highly competitive. You're looking for people who are self-motivated. You're looking for people who have a strong desire to achieve results. You're looking for people who are a little bit strategic, and you're looking for people who have very healthy egos. Those are the personality traits you're looking for, and you're going to hire for personality, and you're going to train technical. Now, how do you look for these qualities? Well, you're going to ask people to give you specific examples during the interview process. So here's an example of a time when I used that type of interview style, behavioral interviewing, to determine whether or not someone was competitive. So I would say, tell me about a time when you felt like you had to win no matter what. Tell me about your past career in sports. Have you ever participated in sports? Have you ever been involved in any type of competition? Have you ever been involved in any type of game that you had to come out on top and you struggled to do so, but you persisted until you won? Tell me about that. You're going to ask people to give you specific examples, dates, times, places, names. All of those things are critical because the specifics don't matter, but the fact that they did these things does matter. So when we're talking about being competitive, tell me about a time when you persisted and you had to win. I can think back to 3 times in my career that come to the top of my mind right now where there were contests and I won them in business. I can also think about times in sports, in college, in high school, when I did not win and how that shaped my competitive desire to work even harder. And I can give those specific examples. I could say, for example, my boss gave us a sales contest and the prize was $50,000, but we had to do something that normally took 18 months and shorten the sales cycle to 60 days. I was able to do that. And here are the 3 ways that I got that done, and that transformed our entire sales process in that company. So that specific example shows how competitive I am, and those are the types of things you're looking for. What personality traits, what types of innate talent? Well, you want competitive people with healthy egos. You want people who are self-motivated, self-starters. You want people who are a little bit, at least a little bit strategic, and you want people who are really desirous, who desire to be the best at what they do. And that's the combination of being competitive and that ego drive. Whatever process you have in place for interviewing your candidates, you need to rearrange it and ask people for specific examples. Use this behavioral interviewing style. Interview your best people right now and see if you can figure out what personality traits they have, and then look for those personality traits in the people that you're recruiting. So hire for personality and then train technical. All right, the second step in how to recruit a sales team from the ground up is you get referrals from your best performers. We have an expression, talent knows talent. So when you're talking to your best professionals, when you're interviewing them to determine what their innate ability is, what their talents are, then you go to them and you say, do you know anybody who has these talents? And you can even offer them a bonus for referring people who get hired and stay with you for longer than 90 days. Now, why do you look for referrals from your most talented employees, from your best employees? because they know what they have and they can spot it in other people. If you think about it, if you're successful, you can make a list of the qualities, the innate abilities, the talent that you have that made you successful. And then you can spot that talent in other people. And that's what I want you to do when you're looking for referrals from your best performers. So your messaging to your sales team every day has to be, I not only want you to go out there and look for clients, I also want you to go out there and look for talented people who could be a member of our sales team. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to get referrals for salespeople from your clients. When you're building a sales team from the ground up, you need to get referrals, not only from the talented people inside your organization, but also from the people outside of your organization. So when you're talking to your clients, go to them and say, who do you work with? Who's selling things to you right now that really have a relationship focus? Who do you work with that's really competitive? Who do you work with that's really a self-starter? They're motivated, they're driven to achieve their goals. Get referrals from your clients. What better way is there to put somebody in front of a client that has said to you, this person is great? They're going to love working with that person because they gave them to you. That is a fantastic opportunity. So when your reps are out there going on sales calls, there are three outcomes from every sales call. They can either make a sale, they can get a referral to another person to whom they can sell something, or they can get a referral to somebody that they can recruit to join your company. So asking for your clients to give you referrals for salespeople is a fantastic way to get new talent. The fourth step in this process is to look for retirees. Retirees are hidden gems, people who've retired from one job and want to stay active. They want to be a part-time employee. Particularly think about civil service employees who are highly successful. So police officers, firemen, postal workers, people who work for your county or your city or your town or your state. Those people retire at a very young age. They may retire at 45 or 50. Even if you push it and you go to people who retire at 65 or 70, those people, if they were salespeople in their previous life, may want to continue to be active, to stay sharp. They may only want to work a couple of days a week, but a couple of days a week of a superstar who's 72 years old is better than 5 days a week of a slacker who's 25. I'd rather have that superstar 70-year-old on the streets 2 days a week helping me sell, building my business, or on the phones helping me sell, building my business, rather than a 25-year-old who's unmotivated. Retirees who have been successful in their career, have a huge work ethic, they're incredibly loyal, they're dedicated, they usually are great at relationships because they have the wisdom of a lifetime of experience. I love to hire and I love to work with people who are retired or are older and only want to work part-time. Go after those retirees. Never hesitate to hire a retiree who's talented and has the wisdom of a lifetime. All right, the fifth thing you should do when you're building your sales team from the ground up is look for people who have all of your qualities, but especially zero in and focus on people who have debt. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Dave, people who have debt, they've made mistakes with their money, or people who've gotten divorced and they spent a ton of money on lawyers, they got all kinds of problems. They're never going to be able to focus on work. Look, in sales, you always want people who are hungry. The best salespeople are hungry. If you hire somebody who's got an expensive car, an expensive house, a wife or a husband, and three kids, that person is going to be hungry to succeed because they got a lot of bills to pay. And what better way to pay their bills than to make big, big commissions? There is nothing better than someone who's motivated because they are absolutely physically starving. I like people who have a lot of debt. I want them on my sales team because they're just dying to go out there and close deals because they need the money. You're never going to have to worry about motivating those people. One caveat, make sure they have the talent that I talked about at the beginning. Don't just hire people who are in debt, people who are broke, and hope that they do well. They have to have the talent first. They have to have that winning personality first, and they have to be trainable, coachable. But if they have debt, they have motivation galore. They're gonna be hungry. All right, now is the time in our show where I'm gonna share with you the key to success. And this key to success is one of my favorite things when it comes to hiring people at all levels, but especially salespeople. Oh, wait, before I do that, I want to give you a free gift. Look, you're a sales manager, or you're an entrepreneur, you're a CEO and a business leader. I want to share with you a free gift. I want to give you my sales system for free. This system is one that I teach all my clients. It's a shortcut to help you grow your business faster than ever before with relationship-based sales. Go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. There, for free, you can download my sales system. You can customize it. There are some questions at the end of that little booklet. You can customize it and tailor it to your business. It works like a dream. It'll help you grow your business tenfold in no time. It's my gift to you for joining me here today. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Get your free gift from me right now. Okay, so the key to success is use a tryout when possible. It works like magic. So you have a really good interview with a person. You ask for their references and you check their references out. Everything checks out okay. What you tell them is, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to identify three ideal clients for our company. And then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to call those people and get an appointment, and you and I will go on the appointment together. I'm going to pay you, as a contractor to start, the equivalent of 1 week's salary to get these three appointments, and I'm going to go on those appointments with you. I will take the lead on the appointments, but if you close those deals, if we close them together, you'll get credit for those sales, you'll get commission on those sales. Go out and get me three appointments with ideal clients right now. This is called a tryout. And if you're doing your job correctly, these people are going to kill themselves to get these three appointments. They're going to make calls galore. They're going to set up meetings. They're going to do research. You're going to find out in no time. In this first 1 week tryout, you're going to find out whether these people are capable of doing what you want them to do. Now, if you don't want them to set appointments, if you want them to go on meetings, you could do a tryout another way. You can give them some information and have them prepare a sales presentation for you. The key is to see them in action as a contractor before you offer them the full-time position, because as a contractor, it's very easy to cut them loose if they don't work out. This is the Inside BS Show. If you want more great sales strategy just like this, watch the next video. It's filling in right below me right now. Watch the next video. Just scroll right down there and click on it. I'll see you in our next video.